Welcome to the Tech Arena, featuring authentic discussions between tech's leading innovators and our host, Allison Klein. Now, let's step into the arena.
Welcome in the arena. My name is Allison Klein. You're coming to you from AI Hardware Summit in the Bay Area, and I am so delighted to be joined once again by Letizia Giuliano from AlphaWave Semi. Welcome to the program, Letizia. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Allison. Thanks for inviting me again.
It's always a delight to have you on the show, and I'm so glad that we caught up at AI Hardware. Why don't we just start, for those who haven't heard the previous episodes that you've been on, with just a brief introduction about AlphaWave Semi and your role at the company?
Yes. At AlphaWave, we deliver solutions for powering high-performance connectivity and compute. We do that starting from leading-edge connectivity silicon IP. So we are leader on high-speed SerDes, including 100 gig, 200 gig, as well as PC Express Gen 7 and below that. But also we do that delivering custom silicon business that is powered by our winning IP portfolio and also our partnership with ARM and our foundry ecosystem like TSMC for 2.5D 3D packaging. So all the ingredients needed today for these big AI chips and systems. At AlphaWave, I am responsible for the product marketing and management, so I see this product really coming to life and powering all our customer systems. So I'm really excited.
Letizia, you've been on the show so many times before, and we've always talked about the innovation in chips, and you've got such great purview, being involved in so many industry standards. We've talked about chiplets before, and I was thinking about chiplets a lot when I was at AI Hardware. Tell me about where we are with chiplets and how you see the industry shaping up with so many different silicon suppliers out there. How do you see the industry shaping up in terms of that open chiplet ecosystem that we've talked about?
I think 18 months ago, we were talking about when the chips are going to come, how we're going to do that. I think now there is no more talking about it. We are designing it. We are designing, we are executing, and we are powering next generation, this current generation of product with chiplets. The thing that we're still trying to work on and we're still having a roadmap is the open part. So I think chiplets are designing today, and they're mainly for closed system. And that is mainly due to the fast, rapid time to market is required for this, where we use infrastructure or standards, but we are using that in a closed system. Now we're talking about how we're going to make those in the future years an open ecosystem. And according our view and our customer partner point of view, that's going to still take a few years before we're going to talk about open chip. But at AlphaWave, we're committed to accelerate that. One important thing that we did this year is to execute and deliver to our customer a first multi-protocol I/O connectivity chiplet that is powered by the UCIe standard. And you know, we talked about this in the last episode. This is our universal chiplet interconnect express standard for die-to-die interconnectivity that allow our customer to have an I/O chiplet with all the goodness and the silicon proven IP portfolio that we have for Ethernet, PC Express, and CXL, and connect that to an MPU or other main SoC die through UCIe. So that is really exciting for us. We have a lot of experience going with chiplet that can really fast their cycle time to market. So it's been really exciting to see that coming to life.
When you're working with customers on chiplet designs, I know that there's a lot of specificity in how they want you to land that chiplet, and you want to deliver repeatable designs that can be applied to multiple configurations. How do you build in the flexibility for form factors and other considerations to be able to meet each customer's demand?
Yeah, that is a really good point and a good problem to solve. There is so many customization happening in the world of AI, right? We are learning, we're here at the Hardware Summit. There is no one solution, no one hardware that fits at all. So all our customers and our system we're building today needs to be tailored to the particular workload, the particular place in the data center they are, right? that transfers to the hardware that we are designing. The hardware that we are designing can be satisfied with a really very complex systemic package with advanced packaging, for example, or can be tailored down for maybe another type of lower scale application where we can stay with a lower cost point with a standard package. And all this creates different type of form factor, different type of price point that we want to achieve for the particular system. And at AlphaWave, what we have done, we have created a reference platform for chiplets, where you start from the physical layer. So that's the thing that UCIe is, provides a lot of standardization across form factor, but also goes further to the chiplet design and the data path that we have from Ethernet to PCI Express to UCIe that can be scaled up or scale down to satisfy a different type of form factor, bandwidth requirement, or package type. So it's like building blocks for designing your own chiplet, but comes along with a complete full suite of subsystem verification, package design, and how to build a complete system. It's come along with many years of experience on what the customer really need in terms of connectivity and what is needed in the AI system in terms of connectivity. And now we make that tailored for multiple type of application. For example, I mean, our service and our connectivity solution has been always a multi-protocol standard. So with the same connectivity, we can satisfy Ethernet or PCI Express, or we can satisfy any custom protocol and it needs to connect our front-end network. So it's a good application, specifically in this world where we try to accelerate things and we want to reuse a standard, but you also want to have the option to have a customer protocol in it.
When you think about where we are, and you said that open standard chiplet industry is still a ways off, what do you think it's going to take to get there, Leticia? Last time you talked about form factors, are there other things that have come to play? And is it really the dynamics of market and folks not wanting an open industry that is gating the development of that vision on the hill, if you will?
Yeah, it's a very important question. The hardware summit in this couple of days, I've seen a lot of discussion. I've discussed myself also with some of key folks. You have definitely push from some of the industry. Now we want to do everything fast. We're going to not wait for standard. Okay? And then you have instead the other side, people that want to foster collaboration. And I think for me, the important part is that we need to foster collaboration in a new way that also can be fast. So I see there is more people now coming together, specifically, for example, in UCIe, to reuse the UCIe building blocks to bring other protocol on top of it. So we have the ARM ecosystem today that is proposing child chip to chip, that is a protocol for die-to-die standard that can reuse the die-to-die UCIe interface as a full file layer stack. So that is really good example how we can collaborate and reuse what is already there. We don't need to reinvent it and just attach to another ecosystem like the ARM ecosystem. So we need more of this example where we can take benefit and recognize the value of other people and other work in the industry and reuse quickly in other ecosystems. The same is happening, for example, on the UA link, the Ultra Accelerator link, or the Ultra Ethernet Consortium, where we're trying to reuse all the infrastructure that we already built for Ethernet or PCI Express and build on top a new protocol that can accelerate the AI specifically workload. So that's pretty exciting to see.
That's fantastic. I want to turn the table for a second to connectivity. There was a really broadening trend at AI hardware around conversations about connectivity from every layer that you want to think about it, from cabling on a motherboard to fabric technologies to connect an AI training cluster. Connectivity was a focus at AI hardware. And you guys have a ton of IP in connectivity. What are you seeing as the trend here? And can you break it out between what is needed for AI and then what is needed for general purpose compute? And how do you see industry standards affecting this space?
Yes, There is a suite of several connectivity technology that are enabling today AI, from compute and what we need for CPU to GPU connection, GPU to GPU. I think we can divide that. If you look at the classic data center, we used to have Ethernet, right? So the front-end network still remain the purview of the Ethernet. And we need to reuse all that experience there to build it up on top. But then, if you look out the way that we need to scale the compute of the AI inside a rack, we need to build something that can connect all these GPU together. And fortunately, unfortunately, PC Express is not evolving fast as we want, all right? If the compute is evolving 4x every year in terms of AI machine learning, I mean, the PC Express rates are one generation every 3-4 years, right? That now paves the road to build custom interfaces, or they can still reuse some of the platform of package and connection that we already know, but on new protocols. New protocols that are more tailored for AI, like more power efficiency, LAN latencies, and in this case, really speeding up the connection between GPU and GPU. So you see, NVLink is a big example, right? There was a good discussion yesterday. NVLink maybe is the de facto standard, and that is now a new way to talk about standard. Is a de facto one. So I think I would like to branch in a way of to reuse what is available there in terms of standard, and then build on top something custom for a custom workload. So that is the way that I think the trend is going right now. And that will help to speed it up where we have this bottleneck of network connectivity that is needed for AI workloads.
When you think about the industry's response to these standards, what do you think it's going to take to coalesce around them? And is it a fait accompli, or is there still work left to do?
There is still work to do, and we are engineers, we like to solve problems. I think having a better way to create platform for standardization and interoperability with this new consortium that are coming up is really what we need right now. So what the UAC is doing, and UALink is coming up as well, and all this emphasis around interoperability between different solutions out there is what we have to really put our focus. And Alpha Wave, we are really promoting all of that. We are always there to make sure forefront of the interoperability activity for any type of connectivity that we use and our customers use. And we create a platform also, test vehicle for doing that. So all our product, including our chiplet and our proof of concept, are being used today to create an interoperability platform on the Ethernet side, PC Express side, and UCIe. So we're pretty excited about that. And I think this is all I see in all the new industry forum coming up, where there is more and more emphasis on interoperability and ecosystem.
Now, you have released some products in this space in 2024. Can you share the new entrants?
Yes. This year, we just launched in June our multi-standard I/O protocol chiplet that I was talking before. It's our Alpha Chip 1600. And that is a good example of AI IP implemented in a chiplet specifically for connectivity, like PC Express, Gen 6, CXL 3.0, and 100 gig Ethernet to multi-lane. So that is a perfect ingredient for all those AI systems that we need to connect to NPU or, for example, for NPU or GPU to CPU. Other important ingredients are definitely HBM. So we have launched our HBM3 running in 9.6 gig in partnership with all our memory vendors, partners. And moving forward, there is HBM4 that is coming up, and it is pretty exciting.
Leticia, it's always lovely to talk to you. I only have one more question for you. Where can folks engage with you and find out more about the solutions we talked about today, as well as connect with your team to discuss potential implementations?
Definitely, our website is full of resources, awavesemi.com. And you can find us on LinkedIn. Please follow us. We also have a good information webinar that are always useful. And feel free to ping us on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining The Tech Arena. Subscribe and engage at our website, thetecharena.net. All content is copyright by The Tech Arena.